light and happy, floating in a tropic breeze. No need to go.
Kennedy the third, and right here, if you're going, man, that was really awesome. I never heard it before. Now you have. And guess what? I got a really special guest in studio with me to actually talk about that song. Kevin Kennedy is with me in studio. How are you, brother?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me. It feels good to be back.
No, it's good to have you back. Busy week for you. We're going to get to that here in a minute. You're just telling me a story about the travel back to North Platte, which was a little bit comical, which we'll get to, but you've got a big, big show at the Fox this week.
Yes. And on Friday night, 7 p.m., I'm going to be showing the final episode of the On 7 show.
That's great.
Where I went to 7 continents in 7 weeks to write 7 songs.
And we will get to that. This has got to be pretty fulfilling to see it, you know, kind of in its conclusion for you.
Yes, it feels really good and a little surreal that It took so long to finish all the production on this, but I'm happy that it's finally being released.
Well, tell people that don't know, when did you take the trip and do all this?
So I started in January of 2020, and the plan was to go to 7 continents in 7 weeks to write 7 songs. 6 weeks into that trip, I came out of the bush in Ethiopia, and the whole world was shut down.
Yeah.
I didn't even know how large COVID had become. And so there was only one flight option, and that was to come back to the U.S. So 5 continents at that point had been finished.
Sure.
And the last 2 were still unproduced and unknown.
Well, where did you end up going for the last 2? Well, talk to me about all 5 continents, I guess.
I started off in the United States, and then I went to Argentina, Buenos Aires, then down to Ushuaia in Buenos Aires, caught a boat over to Antarctica. Then Antarctica to Lao to Ethiopia, and that's where the trip came to an abrupt halt.
Wow. Folks, this is going to be really, really neat. You're going to want to go. 7 o'clock, Fox, on Friday night. And I know a portion of the proceeds is going to go back to CASA here in Lincoln County, right?
So yes.
It's very cool of you.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. And then the following day, there's a race dedicated to my father, actually, that CASA sponsors. Yep. And we'd love to see you out there for the race as well. CASA's been doing a lot of great work in town here.
Yeah, well, it takes a village. And when you're talking about children, I think it takes several villages, and they're definitely one of them. Speaking of villages, you visited more than your share part of this journey that you've been on with the seven continents. Talk about some of the people that you've met and places that you've been.
Oh, goodness. Everything was... there was many villages, many cities. I went out with four different tribes in Ethiopia, in Africa. The final two continents were Serbia. So I was in Belgrade and Novi Sad in Serbia. And then I finished in Australia and got to go out with Aboriginals in Australia and work on music with them. But the concept behind the whole show was going to a location, not knowing anybody, not knowing anything about the place and having 7 days to write a song. Mm-hmm. And as you watch these episodes, you'll see how I met the people, how the song was created, and you really get to experience the culture and the people of each location.
So we're talking with Kevin Kennedy III. The show is, again, I'm going to talk about this a lot because I want to make sure that you all go. Friday night, Fox Theater in North Platte, 7 o'clock is when the show will start. So... And we're gonna play another song here in a little bit as well. We'll get to that here in just a second. But so let's talk about the 7 days to write a song right now. When do you start to know kind of what the feel's going to be and what maybe you're going to write about?
That's a good question. Each place was dictated by the people I met and the culture. So in the U.S., the first song you hear is very... a lot of hip-hop influences, alternative music. It was written in Southern California, so the punk rock influence in. And then also this country element. And then you go to South America, it became reggaeton feel to the song. Antarctica was really cool because I recorded the penguins and the whales, and I put them underneath the kick drums and the snares.
How cool.
So each location really, it was about the people I met, and also the location. So in Antarctica, there were no people to work with. So I had to use my surroundings. My co-writers were penguins and whales. In Argentina, for example, I went to an open mic night the first night there, met three amazing artists, and then got together with them and just started writing and see what was created. But during the day, I would go and learn the history of the city. I would go have the food, the drinks, and really try to take it all in to write about
it. Really is all of that.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely. So. One of the interesting things about songwriting is like you can meet somebody and go deep so fast because the point is to get the best song possible. And that lends itself to people being very open about their past, about their future, about who they are.
It's very cool. Kevin Kennedy III, our guest today. He will be live at the Fox Theater on Friday night. This is going to be cool. You'll get to see all the travels there on the big screen. Have you gotten to watch it on a big screen yet?
No, that's going to be cool for me to see. You know, I've gotten to watch it on large television screens. You know, you can see some of the episodes are on YouTube right now. I'd really encourage if you do watch them, put them on your TV, put them on your smart TV, because they were meant to be seen on a larger screen. But it's going to be really cool at the Fox Theater because first time I'm going to get to see it on an actual large projector. So I'm really excited about that.
You mentioned when you were finally able to finish the tour of continents and songwriting, Australia was... one of the places, and we want to play that song here, I think.
Right? Yes, that'll be the final song we play.
Well, give me some history behind it before we play it.
Well, so Australia was interesting. I had to wait an extra 2.5 years before I was even able to enter Australia. I was able to film Serbia about 8 months after Ethiopia because they were pretty open during the whole pandemic. They said, come on, keep coming in.
Whatever we need,
and you can get out of here, and no problem. Australia was a lot more strict, so it took 2.5 years. I finally got in, and that was incredible. I went to Fremantle, Western Australia. Most people go to the east coast of Australia.
Yep.
Perth is actually the most isolated city in the world with a million people there, but it kind of just sits out by itself out
and that's
there.
And far it's western Australia,
far,
right?
As far west yeah. Australia you can get. So I went there to Perth, went to Fremantle, and Fremantle's like a really artistic area. You walk down the street, everyone's got a guitar in their hand, which I wasn't expecting. So it was really easy to find songwriters, but there was this modern element, and I was really interested in, like, I want the history of Australia. Like, what does Australia sound like? And I headed south to a town called Margaret River and met up with an Aboriginal gentleman, Zach Webb, and he took me out and told me the history of his people, his tribe of people, and just got an in-depth lesson on the Aboriginals. And it was so interesting because Aboriginal people, music is in everything they do. They tell stories every morning through music, throughout the day. Mm-hmm. Any ceremony that they have, music is involved. And he was a didgeridoo, or he wasn't, but one of his friends was a didgeridoo player. So he got on the track, and didgeridoos are just such a cool instrument to hear.
We won't make you wait any longer. This is Australia, Kevin Kennedy III.
The name of the song is So Many Lives.
Cracks in time where the walls get bright. Hold my head, just see the light of what could have been and where I stand. Or am I just the silhouette of a man? Just a silhouette, nothing but a silhouette. Just a silhouette. We never stood a chance. Never stood a chance. Never really had a chance. Never stood a chance. Double exposed, so everyone knows. I'm positive now, does it really show that my doubts and fears have dealt these blows? Open heart, but the mind stays closed. For who I am and the choices I've made. Nothing left to prove when I'm searching for the truth. Nothing left to prove, now I'm searching for the truth. Nothing left to prove. And this is me confiding in you. Just gotta make a move, I just gotta find the truth. Just gotta see it through. So many lives, so many takes. Can I undo the past? Can I change my fate? Is it predestiny? What will be, will be. Does it all work for good for those who believe? The sun goes down, but the shadows are still hanging round. Should I turn up the tune and float out into the sound?
Shadows all hit out. I turn up the tune and flow.
with us. Great track. People can experience this themselves through video and audio, right?
Yes. So you can go to my personal channel, KevinKennedyIII, .com, KevinKennedyIII on Instagram, TikTok, however you devour social media. Right. And to watch the full episodes, it's on7.com. On7show.com, and that will lead you to where you can watch the episodes. But if you use Amazon Music, Spotify, whatever, there, just check out KevinKennedyIII and you'll see all these songs. But each continent had its own track, and each one kind of has its own personality and really showcases the culture of those countries.
I'm excited to see it all together. Will be really neat. Fox Theater, 7 o'clock Friday night, so we're getting close to that. We'll throw up here on the post here, northplattepost.com. We've got some, so you can watch the trailer. You can even get your tickets with a QR code, so we'll throw that on the screen so you can see that. And again, a portion of the proceeds will go to Casa on Friday night. Pals is going to be there serving beer. So
Pals actually created a beer for the show specifically.
Really?
Yep, it's an On7 beer. So
great
the ingredients
job,
are all from around the world, and it has a specific special flavor that's hidden at this moment, but they're going to release it at the Fox Theater as well.
I think that's just wonderful. A great way to be a part of the community, pals. So props and high five to you guys. Well, this is great. Kevin, thanks for taking the time. We didn't even talk about some of the stuff I wanted to talk about. Like, how's Nashville? We bumped into each other out of the blue like a month and a half ago in Nashville, which was kind of fun. And you continue to see parts of the world and experience things. You were telling me we'll be real short with this, but on your way back to North Platte, you were fighting solar eclipse traffic just to make it home.
Yeah, well, I was with some friends and we wanted to go to Totality, and I kind of planned that on the drive back here, but it took 2.5 hours from Nashville. It took them 8 hours to get back, and it took me an extra 6 hours, but thank goodness my brother lives in Omaha and let me knock on his door at 5 a.m.
Was it worth it?
It was worth it. It was incredible, beautiful. I know we got to see it in North Platte. It was interesting seeing it was looked a little different this time, like more solar flares. And, but it was, really cool.
He's KevinKennedyIII, and he's got stories on stories on stories. Just ask him. And make sure you're following online. We'll have all the links in the story here. So, Kevin, thanks a bunch. And we'll see you this weekend, Friday night, and again at the run on Saturday.
Awesome. Thank you so much.